from KQED.
Midwives in California are taking advantage of a new state law that took effect January 1st. It gives them independence to work without the supervision of a doctor and covers home births for low-income women. The California Report's health reporter April Demboski has more.
Liam Vizzino remembers the night his baby sister was born. It was just after the three-year-old's bedtime when his mother, Brooke, went into labor at home in Santa Rosa. She sat in a water tub set up on the kitchen floor, trying to get comfortable.
He rubbed my head and my shoulders and...
You forgot something!
Oh, what'd I forget?
The cake part.
Oh, the cake part. Thank you.
With his grandmother's help, Liam baked a chocolate birthday cake for his new sister, Salome. The whole scene was exactly what Brooke Vizzino wanted. But technically, it was illegal. Vizzino's midwife, Constance Rock, was working without the supervision of a doctor. State law required such oversight for the last 20 years, but it was impossible for midwives to find doctors willing to do it.
Malpractice insurance policies often won't cover a physician who has anything to do with out-of-hospital births.
Both midwives and doctors recognized the law needed to be changed. Doctors took the lead. They didn't want to take the blame if a woman got transferred to the hospital under a midwife's care and something went wrong. Shannon Smith Crowley is a lobbyist for the Association of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
If the physician's 1% responsible, but the midwife has no liability insurance, the physician can be on the hook for all of the economic damages.
The final law gave doctors no break on liability. Trial lawyers involved in the bill drafting process wanted to protect their right to sue well-funded hospitals and vowed to block any law that restricted that. But midwives emerged with a list of new freedoms. Rock says the biggest change was doing away with doctor supervision. As a result, midwives can now accept Medi-Cal coverage, giving low-income women the option of having a home birth.
Now we're in a situation where we can create more equity, where any woman who chooses it can have that kind of care.
The law also authorizes midwives to order ultrasounds, drugs, and lab tests for their clients. Before the law, Rock's requests were often turned down. That left one of her clients jumping through hoops to get a genetic screening test.
That mom had to find a physician willing to see her, wait to get in to see the physician to order the test, and then it was too late. You missed the window where that particular test would be accurate.
Midwives had to make compromises in the bill, too. They are no longer allowed to care for women pregnant with twins or breech babies, and they are required to send women to a physician if they show signs of abnormalities during their pregnancy. Brooke Vizzino did all she could to avoid the doctor. It's an odd stance for someone who is a doctor herself. She says her obstetrics training in medical school disturbed her.
The nurses and the doctors all put on these full body suits and hoods and hats and gowns. I mean, you look like space creatures. Literally, nobody is looking at the mom, talking to the mom, making eye contact with the mom. Everybody is just focused on the vagina.
Instead, she was surrounded by family and friends, all focused on her. She's thrilled the new law will allow more women throughout the state to have the kind of birth they want. For the California Report, I'm April Demboski.